Welcome to Skin in the City by Glow Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Okay, I'm reading my notes, Haley, while I was on vacation. I always feel like when I'm out of my element, I'll be inspired. I let myself like relax. But like, I'm just reading notes here.
Read us your notes. Let's hear.
Okay. So my main goal with this podcast is to share esthetician lifestyle, right? So I made these notes that says like, there's so many things you need to know, like as an esthetician, like you need to know ingredients. You need to have like good bedside manner with your clients. Also like the decor, the vibes, like it's all in the details of your space. It's all in the details of your services. It's important to take care of like your equipment and your tools. And the most important tool is yourself. So, you know, we've talked that this is esthetician lifestyle. And of course, Haley and I are sharing like a lot of the ins and outs of our experience in the industry and also what we're doing now. So I just want to lean into like the esthetician lifestyle even more.
Yeah, let's do it.
So it's like, I can talk about ingredients in skincare products.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's not my main focus.
That's not your job. I don't think that's why people are coming here. If they want to learn about ingredients, call, you know, whoever you're buying your product from.
Right.
Yeah.
My focus, like my goal is so that you as the esthetician can have a long and happy life and career. Life first, career second, in my opinion. Again, this is all coming from personal experience, overworking myself, burning myself out, and then like literally having to like rehab myself and take care of myself.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Listen to Casey. She already went through it all. Unless you're the type of person who has to kill themselves to learn the lesson.
And you might, or you might be in the middle of it and maybe like this podcast will pull you out of it sooner. You know?
That. We would love that.
Right. It's like I wrote, if you aren't happy and healthy, then neither is your business or your career.
Yeah.
Right.
Because how could it be? It's not possible. Yeah.
Whether we believe it or not, like the two bleed into each other.
Yes.
Because
of course.
Your business or in your career is part of your life. It's not your whole life. Maybe it is. And that's why you need to look at it and reevaluate it. Or maybe you see you're like starting to go down that direction. Like you had a good work-life balance and now you're like obsessing with work, which I think in small doses is healthy coming from a person who I go in and out.
Yeah.
But you're
seasons. It's seasons.
Yes. It's totally seasons. So it's like, I might hit the ground running for a couple weeks and then I'm going to back off and like take a couple days off of social media or go on a vacation, you know?
Yeah. But I think if you like are looking at yourself, like a good way to know if you are overdoing it is like, when was the last time you did something for yourself or for your friend or for, you know, someone you love? Like, when are you taking time to be with people outside of work?
Right. I think
that's a good way to kind of gauge like, well, am I killing myself or am I like in a good season? It's like, that's how you know if you have some balance. Try and remember when you did something really for you.
Totally. And when I wrote all of these notes, it's so funny. I was on vacation. I went to go visit friends. I was out in nature. I was just like, I was doing all the things that I love outside of working.
Yes. Guaranteed everyone who's listening to this loves something outside of aesthetics.
And if you don't, then you need to go search for it. It's, you know, we were talking about it before that, you know, being one dimensional Like you want to be multidimensional.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't one dimensional. So stop treating yourself that way. Like you're not just an esthetician.
No, not at all. So yeah, find out what you love and then make time for that thing.
Totally. I also wrote, find creative ways to work a little while you're away in different environments, as well as self-care.
Stretch,
massage, brush your hair, do a face mask. It always makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So even when you step outside and go do something for yourself, that's might be when you find the inspiration, and it's okay to like step aside like I did and just like jot down a bunch of notes. Cause I literally actually forgot I wrote all this.
Like I know. When we hopped on the call, Casey's like, oh, whoa, there's actually like a lot here.
Yeah. Cause I'm telling him, he was like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And then I was like, oh my God, I have like 2 pages like full of notes.
Yeah. More than enough.
More than enough. Yeah. For at least a couple podcasts.
Yeah. Cause you stepped outside yourself and you gave yourself space to be creative.
Yeah. And I just gave myself that, like, I just gave myself the care that I needed, which is like being with friends, eating good food, you know, being in nature. It just
being a person,
being a human. It just like always gives me so much clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not anything like that, you know, earth shattering.
Right.
But it's all, but I think that's why it's actually even more important, is because we're like, well, it doesn't actually matter if I drink some water, or it doesn't actually matter if I hang out with my friends. I don't have to take a day off, but have you tried?
Those are lies.
It's lies.
Yeah.
It's lies.
Yeah.
And we all do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause it's like, you want that excuse. Well, like I can't take Sunday off because I don't have time. Like, no, you're not making time.
Yeah. And if you have to make excuses like that, then you probably need it more than you even realize.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true.
Right.
Yeah.
So take time for yourself. It's important because again, you are the most important tool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's like the biggest takeaway for me is like, you are the most important tool, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about how you need to clean your steamer and you need to clean your fan brushes and you need to do all the stuff. But I'm like, if you didn't take care of yourself, like then you're just running on fumes.
Spring cleaning of the soul.
Yes. I love that.
Thanks.
So those are some of my notes. I have like so many more, but I feel like we should like save them for future podcasts.
We've got to spread the wealth out, you know, we can't give it all up.
We're spreading the wealth. So I'm home from 2 of my trips. Haley's literally about to jump in the car. So that's why we're not recording in person today.
Yeah. Yeah. Like today was like the only day we were both home, even though I'm like halfway not home already, but I'm like, let's just record. Like we hate to miss a week for you guys. And you know, we enjoy doing this and so this is how we're making it work today.
Totally. And now with all these notes, I'm like, oh, this is like, you know, at least my notes are doing something productive.
Hopefully. Yes, they are. They are.
Also, we wanted to remind you guys that we have auto ship. We've talked about this before, but I wanted to like highlight it for a second with our products. So we're now auto shipping, which you could also call a subscription, but that was getting confusing, of our towels. And our fan brushes.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is you sign up for auto ship and then once a month you get your choice of towels or fan brushes or both delivered to you every single month.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we basically are doing this so you're not having to think about reordering ever. I mean, it's just the convenience of having fresh tools delivered to your door. It's just going to save you that time. It's going to save you money and it's going to make sure that you have towels ready for your client.
Exactly. And fan brushes. The fan brushes are new. So we're excited to like launch that officially on the website. It's available now. And when you do auto ship, you're automatically getting 20% off the products. So it's the cheapest you can get the towels, right?
Yeah. I mean, the only way you can get it cheaper is if you do wholesale,
which we also offer,
which which do you want to talk about how we recommend combining the two?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say you're a new esthetician or you're about to open a spa or like you need to like restock, you need to do like a major restock. Here's what I recommend doing. You're going to buy your towels, your tools, your fan brushes in bulk. That's when you order 20 or more on the website. Then you're also going to sign up for the subscription. So you have like automatic replenish because you're going to stain, you're going to rip, the brushes are going to fall apart, not because of the integrity of the brushes, not because they're not good brushes or good towels, but because it's like a toothbrush, you need to replace your tools. Right?
Exactly. That's a great metaphor. I love it.
Right. It's like someone's like, I've been using, you know, they're like, I've had one fan brush and like some of the bristles are falling apart. I'm like, well, how long have you had it? They're like 6 months. And I'm like, how many do you have? They're like one. And I'm like, how many facials are you doing a day? They're like five. I'm like, that's.
You're like, I'm going to flip this around and actually congratulate you because it shouldn't have lasted that long.
It shouldn't have lasted that long. And also congratulations for like being that busy, but who has one fan brush?
No, it's crazy.
I think we were talking about the other week, how it's like, you know, we don't have like a union and we don't have like standards. I think, you know, as far as like how much estheticians should work. But another thing is like how many tools you should have. Like you cannot be just using one towel and one fan brush in your treatment room.
No, that's actually going to make your job a lot harder because then you're washing that one fan brush 10 times a day instead of washing 10 fan brushes once a day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just like, you know, normal wear and tear. So sign up for AutoShip and then you never have to worry about running out of product again. And the cool thing with the AutoShip is you can cancel, pause, skip at any time. And Haley even set up this really cool thing. Haley, we can still do it right where they can gift it.
Gifting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think that's great because it's like, how often are you skipping? It's like some people are skipping, you know, once a year, a couple times a year, whatever. But it's like, wouldn't it be nice if one of your friends who's also an esthetician, you have been harassing them to try the towels for 5 years or however long and they haven't used them? It's like, okay, well, now you can gift it to them and they can try it and fall in love on their own.
I'm obsessed with that, especially now that we're like coming up to the holiday. So like, let's say you don't need towels for the next like month or two, just like, send it to a friend, send it to your SD bestie.
Yeah. And there's nothing you have to do. Like once you gift it to them, it'll ship that month to them. And then next month it's back to you. So like, you don't have to like re-sign up or you don't have to change anything around. Like it's just that 1 month done. And then it's back at your doorstep the following month.
Exactly. And the cool thing, just another reminder, you guys, is the towels with the subscription, you can switch back and forth every month from like white to gray. So like I have a subscription of my own towels and like the past couple, like I've had so many white. So now I switched to gray just to like, you know, switch it up. So I have both colors.
Yeah. Amazing. Right.
Sorry. Now I'm getting text messages on my computer.
It's okay, mom. You guys,
it is mom. All right, you guys, hey, I'm going to send Haley off because she's got to go on vacation and I got to catch up for my vacation. If you want to sign up for AutoShip or purchase any of the products wholesale, you can go to caseyboone-skincare.com and use code GLOW10 for an extra 10% off.
Yeah. And we also have tons of blogs. We have tons of more information on the website. If you want to learn more about AutoShip, if you want to see details, whatever, it's all there for you. So read it. You can also always email us if you have questions at info@glowskincarela.com and we can help you out there too.
Amazing. Make sure you guys are following me on Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and YouTube at Casey Boone Skincare.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast.
And we'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.